All right, so picking up in the Ron's own answer to the problem. The problem being that how could Rabbeinu Shmuel say that Rotev will be a min b'mino to the other Rotev, and yet the Gemara says the Cholov will not be a min b'mino to the other Cholov? If you hold Gediyas Rotev v'lo Cholov, right? Okay, let's pay careful attention to what his maneuver is. Because he's saying the Ramban's answer won't work. So this is his key. This is what he holds is the key to the whole sugya. To remember this one idea, this klal. That what? That the whole iser of chati, the whole iser of chaticha nasa nevela b'shari surim is modeled after the daraisa of Basar B'Cholov. Okay? See, that's really the machlokas between the Ran and the other Rishonim. Right? That's really the machlokas between the Ran and the other Rishonim. How would you phrase the machlokas? What's the machlokas? I mean, they also seem to be, the Ri also holds, seems to hold it's the Rabbanon. And from Basar B'Cholov. But what's the machlokas over here? What's the machlokas? What do you say? Should we go further, or you have? I mean, you can say it already. You already did it. Any idea how to put this? Chaim? Jonah?
I don't have time to do it, but are we taking it as like a model?
Right.
Or are we saying that the same law?
Correct. Now, the other Rishonim are saying that there's an idea of Basar B'Cholov, there's an idea by Basar B'Cholov that the Isser, that the Heter is not the Isser. Right? And that creates a shame of a Chaticha, that creates a Chaticha Nasa's Nevela. Right? You don't look at the Heter like a Heter with an Isser Mu'urav in it. Right? You look at it like Isser, like its own phenomenon of Isser. So the question is, when we're transferring that to Shari Surim, how do we transfer it? How does the Gzeira transfer it? Right? The other Rishonim are learning that wherever there's, just like by Basar B'Cholov, when Isser is created, we treat the Nesar like a Chaticha Shel Isser. The Ne'esar becomes its own Chaticha Shel Isser. So too in Shari Surim, wherever Isser is created, the Ne'esar also has the din of a Chaticha Shel Isser. Right? In other words, the effect of Isser is the same in Basar B'Cholov and in Shari Surim. Just like in Basar B'Cholov, the effect of Isser is in terms of the whole Chaticha. Right? Shabbat Shalom. Just like by Basar B'Cholov, the effect is in the whole Chaticha. So too in Shari Surim, wherever there's a shame Isser that's Chal, it's Chal in the whole Chaticha, right? So that's what the Ri doesn't like about why is that door not closing? That's what the Ri doesn't like about. You want some hot tea? That's what the Ri doesn't like about Rabbeinu Shmuel, because he's saying that just like by Basar B'Cholov the Chaticha becomes Isser, so too over here the Ri and the Ran, they both don't like that svara. They say so too over here, if you're going to say by Shari Surim that we apply Chaticha Nasaveo to Shari Surim as like a characteristic of Isser. Now, by Basar B'Cholov, it's a specific characteristic of the Isser Basar B'Cholov that it creates a Chaticha Nasaveo, it creates a Chaticha Shel Isser, not just an Isser and a Nasar, right? So if you're going to transfer that characteristic, right? Then it's going to be a problem. then in Shari Surim, then the Gemara is going to be difficult by the Yecholov. Because why don't you say it applies the same way but when the Gedi is Asur and the Cholov is Mutter? The Cholov is becoming Asur. So you see, if you're going to say Chatichah Nasavela, whenever Isur is created, so it should apply by the Cholov. Right? It should apply by the Cholov. Correct? It should apply by the Cholov. So that's why the Ri says it must be that it applies, that it does apply by the Cholov, but it applies in a slightly different way. Right? It doesn't apply in a way that the Cholov becomes Nevela, it applies in a way that the Cholov becomes like a Kulo Isser, has the whole Cholov as a Shem Isser Basar. But according to but the problem is according to Rabbeinu Shmuel. That's the problem. And he insists that it does apply in the same way as Basar B'Cholov. Right? That the Rotev becomes like a Min B'Mino of Isser. So if the Rotev becomes like a Min B'Mino Shel Isser, right? So then why don't you say the same thing by the Cholov? Right? Why don't you say the same thing by the Cholov? So the Ramban was trying to work it out that Cholov is an exception. Right? But the Ran says, no, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. Why? Because the whole nature of the Isser of Chaticha Nasis Nevela is going to be modeled based on whatever it is, in whatever Basar B'Cholov is. So if you hold over here that Basar B'Cholov is Gedi Asur Torah V'lo Cholov, then the whole nature of the model is different. You understand? It's a very sharp answer. It's a very sharp answer. But saying the problem with the Ramban is saying that Chaticha Nasis Nevela has the same definition throughout. Right? And he's just trying to fix it up over here. He's trying to work it out that it's going to that this particular case is an exception. But the Ran is saying no. Since the whole Gezeira of Chaticha Nasis Nevela B'Shari Surim is Dafka from Basar B'Cholov, in this Gemara's Havamina, where Basar B'Cholov is a different kind of an Isser, the whole Gezeira would have been different. Right? Okay, so let's see how he works it out.
So what did you say in the focus is whether Chaticha Nasis Nevela is a model or just a mechanism of how transference of Tom works in a certain way?
Right, in other words, what is carried over from Chaticha Nasis Nevela? What's carried over from Basar B'Cholov? Do we carry over the mechanism? That the characteristic of how Isser is, what happens when an Isser is Chal. Mm-hmm. So we say all Isserim are Chal like Basar B'Cholov is Chal. Meaning to say, it goes down to the very, to the Nesar. The Nesar becomes part of the Shem Isser itself. Right? Or do we say that, that we have to look at what's the matter? Where's he going?
So it's either you carry.
See, the Ran is much. The Ran is interesting, but he's less. It's a less of a theoretical position. It's we gave Yaakov. Okay. Yaakov got for everybody. Yeah. Okay. Shabbat Shalom. Zagizim. All right. Let's read through. Go ahead. We'll see. Now, the way the Ramban and the others are learning is that Chaticha Nasis Nevela is a gzera, okay? We're gonna give all Isurim the same characteristic based on the characteristic we find by Basar B'Cholov. Okay, now it doesn't matter whether it was Gedi Asur Torah or Cholov also, as long as there's a case where we look at the heter becoming Isser, right? Whenever if there's any case where the heter becomes Isser in a permanent way, right, then we apply that mechanism to other Isurim. Right? So it's true, even if it were only the Basar that becomes Isser Atzma, we should turn it back on the Cholov and say now the Cholov becomes Isser Atzma too, because the Cholov is now a Nesar. It's true it's a Nesar in a different way, but that's the whole idea of the Gzera. That's the whole idea of the Gzera. That we extend the mechanism above the creating Isser by Basar B'Cholov to other Isserim. So just like by Basar B'Cholov, the Heter actually becomes like a Guf Isser. So by Shari Isserim, we also say the Heter becomes like a Guf Isser. Right? So he says that's a problem, though. That's a problem. That's why the Rambam wanted to say that there's a special exception by the Cholov, that it never gets, never becomes Usser at all. Right? Because if it were to become Usser, it should become Usser like Basar B'Cholov. That's the whole Gezerah.
So the problem is just that more arbitrary, they seem that it doesn't work the same way as the Cholov.
That's what the Ran doesn't like, to say that it's just not going to work that way by Cholov. Well, there's two things. The Ramban knows that problem. He wouldn't say something that silly, that it just doesn't work that way by Cholov. He'd have to say that the Cholov never becomes a Nesar, because there'd be no reason to say that it becomes a Nesar and it just doesn't work that way. That's why he won't say it doesn't become a Nesar. The Ran is just adding his own thing. And even if you say it is a Nesar, then doesn't, and if you can, but if you can say it isn't necessary, it won't work. It shouldn't be an exception. But is it clear? Is it clear the difference?
When you talk about that, it's model.
Oh, so the model idea. Let's see. He's gonna flesh out the model idea.
Yeah, doesn't he mean that there are rights of the chatichanas and the veil applied by Basar B'Cholov?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were saying.
Right. But that's his big move now. That's his move. He says, so since it applies since it comes from the Daraisa, if in the Daraisa it was only Gediyas for Torah, the whole model would be different.
Right? But
and in that Havamina, the Havamina would have to contemplate all the effects of saying Gediyas for Torah v'lo Cholov. And one of them would be that we would treat the Cholov differently. Right. Whereas according to the Ramban, it wouldn't make a difference if it was Gediyas or Torah v'lo Cholov, because there still is a phenomenon of a Heter becoming Kulo Asr. Right? And if you're going to say the Gzeira is to apply the characteristic of the Isser Basar B'Cholov to Shari Surim, then all you need is one instance by Basar B'Cholov where the Heter becomes Isser. And now I'll say by every other case of Isser, where there's something that Aser is Heter because of Tarobes, will treat the Heter like it's also Isser. Doesn't matter if there are two cases in the Torah by Basar B'Cholov that both the Basar and the Cholov become Isser, or if there's only one, it makes no difference. The idea is that we're making an Atu in terms of a certain phenomenon of Isser, right? A certain characteristic of Isser. That midoraisa, there's a case where the nesar, where the heter becomes iser. So too, we're going to extend that to other cases in other cases of iser, that even the heter will be considered like part of the iser itself. Right? So it doesn't matter whether it's gediyas or lo chalav. That character of iser still exists. And that's the gzera. Now we're going to even out the characteristics of Isser. You know what I mean? We'll even it out. All the characteristics of Isser should be the same. So if you have one case where the Isser has a certain character, then we should all have that character. Right? Is that clear? Okay.
And the other Shita is
the... Let's do the other Shita. He's going to...
And according to Ramban, it's the Cholov that becomes the...
So according to the Ramban, he has to say that the Cholov simply never becomes Isser. If you held Gediyas or Torah, the Cholov never becomes Asr.
So which side did he take that to extend to the other Shari Surah? Which side? The meat or the Cholov?
The meat. Because the Cholov, of course, this is in the Havamina of the Gemara that says right. The Cholov is not Asr.
Right,
the Basar
is
Asr.
Right. The Rambam knows he's making a jump to say the Rambam is different. So is that the only thing that the Rambam is bothered by? Or is he being on a new problem?
Well, the Ran thinks that there are several problems in different sugyas with the Chaticha Nasas Nevela Shita. The Ran, on the whole, thinks that this answers a lot of the problems. Like, for instance, we had the case with the salt. Why isn't the meat usher? So he used that same answer, remember? Because he said it's not a derech bishul. You know what I mean? It's not a derech bishul. Now that answer wouldn't help the other shita, because the other shita holds, we just replicate. Whenever there's a shem isser that's chal, it's chal in a certain way. Right? Well, why doesn't the klipa answer the klipa? So he says, because there's no derech bishul by a klipa. In other words, he felt that this answer works in a lot of places. I don't know if this would be enough of a reason to come up with it, but he has a lot of other sugyas that he feels this approach works out well with. Okay, so let's see. So how's it going to work out over here? Go ahead. Yeah. So that's what he's saying over here. That since we learn it from Basar B'cholov, that whatever is nis'arev bo becomes nevela, they would only be gozer b'chaticha like basar. Avol b'mashkin lo, kishem shelo omer Torah shecholav yei nasa nevela. Right, l'mad esokot daitin hashta. That's his answer. Since in the Gemara's point to this havamina, only the phenomenon of what? Only basar becomes nevela. And the mashkin doesn't. That's the Daraisa prototype, right? That's the primary case in the Daraisa. That the only case you have of basar, of nasas nevela Daraisa is the basar itself, not the cholav. So therefore, he says, in the derabanan they would only extend the idea of chaticha nasas nevela to basar, to a cheftza like basar, but not to mashkin, right? So that's why in the havamina of Gediyah Shatar Velo Cholov, you would not have the problem of the Cholov being Nevela. Because in that Havamina, the Daraisa case only is by Basar. So they would not extend beyond the case in the Torah, beyond the format of the case in the Torah. What's the form of the case in the Torah? Basar. And in the Torah, the Cholov is not. So the gzeir would not have been on mashkin; it would only have been on basar. Right. So, but according to the maskana, now that we say the chalav is also aser, so that's what Rabbeinu Shmuel is talking about. So he's defending Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rabbeinu Shmuel says it's a brilliant answer. When Rabbeinu Shmuel says the rotev is a min b'mino, so he quotes the case of that the chalav is nevela. Right, we were wondering why is he quoting the case of Chol Nevela? So, and ignores the case of a Gediyah Sotar Velo Cholav. So he's saying no, because that's the Maskana of the Gemara. Right? Remember that we said even though that's the Maskana of the Gemara, it doesn't help because because of the problem of the Havamina. Right? Right? Remember that Lashon Re says even though that's the Maskana of the Gemara, but that's only a maskana in Basar B'cholav. It's not a maskana in the concept of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Right? You gotta go back over the Tosafot, you'll see. But he's saying no, that's the Iker thing. However the Gemara views the Isser of Basar B'cholav, that is the form of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. That's really what they're arguing about. Is there like a universalized concept of Chaticha Nasas Nevela? Or is it only fixed on the particulars of the Daraisa? That's what the Machlokas pointed around. That what? Rabbeinu Shmuel is learning that the Gzeira itself is a mimic of the Basar B'cholav. So since in the Maskana we hold Cholav becomes Asar too, so then in the Derabbanan the Mashke will be Asar. The Havamina that said the Cholav is Mutter and it didn't say about Chaticha, yeah, that's because in the Havamina There was no model of the mashker being aser. It was only the basar. So in that havamina, the whole idea of chati, the whole gzeir of chati chanas and avila would have been different, right? You can't ask. Sometimes you can ask from the havamina onto the maskana because you can see it shows you how they're understanding the underlying concept. But here he's saying there is no underlying concept. The whole gzeira is just whatever the form of basar b'cholov is. That's the same form we'll have in shari mashkin, in shari surim. So if the havamina was that basar b'cholov was a different form, then the whole issa would have been a different form. Can't ask from the havamina. I in the havamina the challah wasn't available. Yeah, because in the havamina there was no deraisa like that. In other words, we're not, according to the Ran, we are not universalizing. Okay, we're not universalizing because that's the way the other Rishonim are learning. To universalize means what? It means you look at a particular case, right? Say, okay, look, we have basar here that becomes asur. We have basar that was heter. There's a mixture that occurred, and it became iser atzma. Okay? So I'm going to say like this, that's not a particular of basar b'cholov. I'm going to say, that's a universal of becoming asur. Whenever something becomes asur, it becomes asur kulo. That would be to universalize. So then I'd have to go to every case where there's something becomes asur, and I'll say it also becomes isur atzma. Right? That would be universalizing. And that's the way the other Rishonim learn, that the gzeira is to basically equate the mechanics of the isur of basar b'cholov to the mechanics of other isurim. So that's why it doesn't matter if it's gedi asur torah v'lo cholov. As long as there's one case where the iser becomes iser atzma, you don't need two cases to universalize from. All you need is one. If you're going to universalize in this is not truly universalizing. You understand that, right? It's just midraban and gzeira, because it's not. There's no universal over here. It's a chiddush by Moshe Rabbeinu. But midraban, we treat it like it's not a chiddush. Midraban, we treat it like all isurim work the same way as the most severe way. Right? Take the most severe form of iser. And we treat everything like the most severe, right? But then it wouldn't make a difference if it was gedi asur torah v'lo challah. But according to the Ran, it has a very different type of a gzeira. The gzeira is, don't do a maisa whose maisa were it with milk and meat would be basar b'cholov. In other words, it's not universalizing the concept, it's sort of universalizing the maisa. It's not extending the concept of the mechanism of basar b'cholov to shari surim, but it's taking the actions that would create basar b'cholov, right? Whatever actions that would create basar b'cholov, we treat them the same way by shari surim. That's why he says it's dafka bishul. If you would do malicha with basar, with iser and heter, you wouldn't say the malicha creates a chaticha nas levela. Why? Because the maisa malicha would never create basar b'cholov. Right? It has to be, you're sort of taking like the accidents. There's sort of two extremes over here. The extension of the basar b'cholov is taken from two extremes. The other Rishonim are saying, treat it like universal, and go down and get some concept out of it, and apply the concept everywhere. The Ran is saying the opposite. Treat it like a shell. Treat it like accidents. All of the particulars of the accidents that exist by basar b'cholov will exist b'shari surim. So it has to be bishul, and then it's going to depend. If it was dafka, basar, not mashkin, that would also be one of the particulars. In other words, there are two ways to formulate the gzera, right? Either going down to the concepts, conceptualizing the nature of the iser further than is accurate, right? Further than is true, and applying that as a gzeirah midrabanan, or ignoring all of the concepts and just saying, don't do this action with anything. Because if you did it with basar b'chalav, that would take the actions of that would actually create basar b'chalav, and treat everything else, and then sort of strip away the particulars of basar b'chalav and create isurim based on the actions alone. In other words, negate the particulars, take the actions, negate the particulars, and give those actions a certain quality. No, it's right. So you say by basar b'chalav, when you're mevashel basar and chalav, it creates this atman each, right? So therefore, if you're mevashel shari surim, it also creates isur in each. Why? Because the gzeira is to take the tzura of basar b'chalav. Okay, start with the tzura of basar b'chalav. All the forms, all the particulars of what creates basar b'chalav, and then universalize those particulars, those forms to other acts, to other particulars. Well, that's true. That's true. You can't universalize to taking heter and heter. But I'm saying take it as a case of Isser. So you say all cases of Isser now that have this tzura, we're going to treat as if it were basar b'chalav. I mean, what's the time of either gzira, really? What's the purpose of either one of these gzira?
What's a gzira according to...
If we let you... In other words, in basar b'chalav, you'd have to be mevatel the whole chaticha, right? But in shari surim, you wouldn't. You don't have to be mevatel the shear of the iser bow. So if we let you, in every case, be mevatel the shear iser bow, then in the case of chaticha nas, in the case of basar b'chalav, you're going to think you can do the same thing. I mean, that's the time of the gzera. That since by basar b'chalav, you need to be mevatel the whole chaticha, if in every other case of iser, you're accustomed to just saying how much is the cause of the Isser? So when I get to basar b'chalav, I'll get mixed up. And I'll also think, well, what's really the cause of the Isser? It's the milk in here. So I just need to be mevatel the milk. Right? I mean, if that's not the reason, then there's no reason to do this at all. it's like we say, by min b'mino, there's a gzeira. Really, midaraisa min b'mino is batal barov. But since by min b'sheino mino, you need shishim, so we're machmir to treat min b'sheino like min b'sheino mino. Right? That's all the gzeiras like this. You say a kli that's a dana ben yomo, you can cook in. L'chatchila. There's no reason not to cook in l'chatchila. But since a ben yomo would be asur, and we say don't cook in a dana ben yomo, because you might cook in a ben yomo. Say go on?
Yeah.
Why? Why? Endless gzeiras. Endless. That's the whole nature of gzeiras.
So we're not saying you're universalizing this mechanism only in terms of the tzura of basar b'chalav.
So it's just a question of the choice. It's a question of how did they make the tzura of this extension? Did they make it in terms of the shame iser, or did they make it limited to the maisa basar b'chalav?
Mice of could deal with particular entities like a piece of basar. Like, that's not part of the mice. To say that I have to have something simple with basar is not part of the mice. The mice is cooking. It cooks something. You're just saying that's part of the mice?
So he wants to say, I mean, that's what he's saying. He's saying that if you're going to say that the Torah only answered cooking, the Torah only answered the meat, so then you would only say by basar, you'd only say by shari surim. If you assert something, okay, that is similar to the that is of the same category as the Gedi, right? Now, if I said in Shari Surim, if you cooked chaylev with basar, or you cooked chaylev with basar, right? If you cooked chaylev with basar in Shari Surim, and then you thought you only need to be mevatel the chaylev, so then if you cooked chalav with basar, you think you only have to be mevatel the chalav, right? But what about but in the daraisa you have to be mevatel the whole basar. Now let's say in the daraisa, the chalav that comes out is not basar b'chalav. So in the daraisa framework, how much bittel do you need to apply to the chalav? Just the tam of the basar that's in it, right? So why should I make in Shari Surim more machmir than that? So what am I worried about in Shari Surim? If I treat all mashkin as just a nesar and to be mevatel the iser bo, what's going to happen by the deraisa? What am I going to do? So when I get to the mashkin of the deraisa, which is the cholov, I'll just be mevatel the tam basar shebo. Good, fine, you did the right thing. Right? He's saying it's just. I'm afraid you just take the actual daraisa and you just substitute the entity. You just substitute Shari Surim with the entity of the basar. In other words, you're taking the tzura of basar b'chalav, and you're just saying, if in the very case where it would be besar nevela because of basar b'chalav, it became usher because of a different iser. No, that's the way he goes. Okay, now I see it better. In other words, he's saying you take the iser of basar b'chalav, right? You take the tzura of the iser basar b'chalav, and midrabanan. And midrabanan, you do what? Sorry. Midrabanan, what do? It's like in midrabanan, you apply that to Shari Surim, right?
Apply what? That Surim, Shari Surim.
That's Surah and Shari Surim. Those midaraisa, we say, if I had basar cooking in cholov, the basar would be nevela. So why is this basar asar midin cholov? Right? So when the basar is asar midin, so that's the daraisa. In the daraisa, if the basar is asar midin cholov, it becomes nevela. So midrabanan, if the basar is asar midin anything, it becomes nevela. That's it. That's all we do.
Extending the mechanism, or extending the tzura?
Right.
Isn't that the best possible shmira for basar b'chalav? Is any action where basar b'chalav could happen?
Yeah, that's the closest. Yeah. That's the closest shmira. That's the least. The most conservative extension.
He's closer to the time of the gzir that you shouldn't come to the over
right.
The iser.
The other way is like universalizing the phenomenon of the iser. Like, don't even think that there's such a thing as a iser that doesn't affect the whole thing. It's like negating that whole category from the realm of halacha. Since there's a categorical difference in the nature of the iser by basar b'chalav from Shari Surim, we remove that categorical difference. It's going down to the gzeira is in terms of the existence of a difference was negated. Right? We negate the difference.
Why would you do that though?
Because we're very worried. It's
why
safer.
Transfer over?
It definitely is safer. It's definitely a safer. If you didn't even think you could be mevatel just the iser, then there's not a chance you're going to make a mistake for basar b'chalav.
Now all these children, the whole
No, but you said, when you said before, what's the worst that the guy is going to think? If the chalav is mutter, so he'll think that he only has to be mevatel the time of the basra.
No, they guess like this. If he thinks that when the chalav is mutter, when the chalav becomes asr, he only has to be mevatel the time of the basra, he might then think too that he only has to be mevatel the time of the chalav from the basra. No, let's put it this way. According to the other Rishonim, the gzeira is in like the hachras hadin. Like they said, we don't want to have two ways of being of paskening shailas and machal surus. There should only be one way of paskening shailas and machal surus. Because if there are two ways, then you might misapply the way when it counts. Now it's like by nida. It's like by nida. So you have, there's really three categories by nida. You have the regular dam nida, right, which is just 7 days of dam, and then she can go to the mikvah. Then you have not the regular dam nida, so one re'iyah is the shomer shiyom keneged yom, right, means just goes to the... Just has to have go to the mikvah the next day, and then three rios in a row is zava gadol, which is shivanikim, right? So because of so there's a big difference between dam nida and zava gadola. What's the difference? Dam nida doesn't need any nikim, and zava gadola needs shivanikim. It's a big difference. Dam nida doesn't need any carbon. Shiva nikim needs carbon. Well, that part doesn't matter here, but that's the big difference. Okay, so because of all the chumras, we say, you know what? We treat every and there's a difference between shiva nikim and between zava gadol and zava katana. Zava katana is a 1 day ria that only needs go to the mikveh. She can go to the mikveh the next day. You don't need any. You only need one day of nikim. So what do we say, midrabanan? Because of all the problems, we say every drop of blood we treat it like a zava gadola, even though it makes no logical sense. It makes no sense, right? You want to say 3 days in a row you treat it like a zava gadola? That I can understand, but the point of the point is that since there is a case of re'iyah that requires shiva nikiyam, we say every case, every re'iyah requires shiva nikiyam. Why? Because we don't want people to start being machriya that this one doesn't need nikiyam, this one only needs one nikiyam, this one needs seven nikiyam. Then they're going to mix things up, and they're going to say on a case that needs nikiyam that it doesn't need nikiyam. So we just take the whole choice out of the matter. We take all choice out of the matter. Why? Because once there's choice, there's a possibility for a bad choice. So the nature of the gzeria is tipas dam kechardol, even smaller than that, shiva nikiyam. Why, if it was only in 1 day, at worst it could possibly be as a shomer yom keneged yom, or shiva, or nida. So why should you need shiva nikiyam? Doesn't make sense. You're right, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense in terms of what it could be, but it makes sense in terms of not letting people decide. Right, so that would be the nature of the gzera. It would be a similar kind of gzera by Basar B'chalav and Shari Surim. We don't want two decisions to be possible. It shouldn't be. Now, it could be that they learn that way because it's a type of a shaila like nida that comes up all the time and is mainly going to be decided by the balabatim. You know, so they want them to get. To not have any confusion. Nida and kashrus.
No, kashrus.
Two ways of going. Oh, the question of whether you have to be mevatel just the cause of the issur or the whole nesa.
You don't want people choosing.
You don't want to say sometimes this way, sometimes that, because then they're going to mess up by basar b'chalav. That's the nature of the gzeira. That's the nature of the. Sometimes you have two types of gzeira. Either you just extend the case, or you equalize the field. right? Extend the case or equalize the field. You have a lot of those.
Yeah.
So there's the... In other words, according to him, you'd have to take into account the fact that if you say Gediyas Rotor V'lo Cholav, it means to say that in the Daraisa of Basar B'Cholav, there's a medium of the Bishol and then there's the Mavushol. That's also part of this, of the whole Shaila. So if I had Rotev and meat, the Rotev is the medium of the Bishol, and the meat is going to be the object of the Bishol. So in Basar B'Cholav, the medium of the Bishol never becomes... So that's how you would have to ask your question. The medium of my bishul became usher. So you say, well, there's no case like that of basar b'cholav, where the medium is part of the shaila. So it's not an inyan of basar b'cholav. It's not nogeya to hachra of basar b'cholav. There's no hachra of basar b'cholav that you can apply here. It's less theoretically. It's less theoretical, right? It's more like just like a hodgepodge. Like you just got to keep checking back to the original case and seeing if it would line up.
You're saying the machlokas is about how they understand the zera?
Yeah.
It's not really about the tichanas of the veil.
No.
But
well, it is. It's about whether chaticha nasas nevela is an extension of a mechanism of iser, or if it's just always exists as a harchaka to basar b'cholav in its very nature, right? Is that what you were saying? It's closer in terms of the tam. Yeah. No, it's that. That's true. That's true. You're saying it always exists. It always has to have the quality of being of the harchaka of basar b'cholav itself. So it has to be nogeya to a maisa basar b'cholav in the case itself. If it's not nogeya to maisa basar b'cholav in the case itself, then it's not. Then there's no gzeira on it. So if it wasn't bishul, it wouldn't be nogeya to basar b'cholav. If it was a shayla about the medium, it wouldn't be nogeya to basar b'cholav.
What about the machlokes?
See, the Ran comes out more machmer than the Ri in certain cases, because he holds that the Mashkin will be a shemesser. The Mashkin will be a shemesser. You see, the Grav there. See, the Grav seems to be saying that it is a chat, that it does that the Nasar is a minvmino. Right, that's what I was showing over there. Because his case is like this: says, let's say you had a chat, let's say you had Isser that fell into Heter, right? So now you need Shishim. Now let's say you picked it up and it fell back in. So the Gemara says, if the Isser fell into Heter, you need Shishim. Now let's say it fell into a different Heter. Let's say it's Nicker. So you took the Isser out and you threw it into another pot of Heter. So how much do you need? You need Shishim again. You don't say, I was already Mevatel the first time, I don't need Shishim the second time. Right? So this, and the Rama says, and even if it falls back into its own pot twice, you only need Shishim once. You don't say every time it falls in, it's like falling into a new Tyrolus. So the Gemara says, but what about the fact that the Heter that was Balua in the Isser becomes Nevela, right? So now when it falls in the second time, it's really adding new Isser. The first time it fell in, it was only Shishim against it. And all of its time came out and it was Batel. But it also absorbed Heter when it went in. And now when it's falling in the second time, it has more. It's more than just the Shishim of the, it's more than just the original Shishim. Now you have a problem that the Heter that went in becomes Chaticha Nasa Nevela. And is adding to the Isser in the pot. So he says no, because what was added in is a min b'mino to the pot. And even though it goes there normally min b'mino to have shishim, but here it's a case where there's no reason to be goes there, because you can't have a there's no atu eino mino in this case. This is a unique case that can never. Can never be an anamino. The only time it goes there is when it could be an anamino. But intrinsically, the stuff that goes in and out has to always be mino. So there's no reason to be goes there. But the point is, he does sound like he's treating like a mino. It does sound like he's considering that stuff to be mino.
Well, that means that he's saying it's good for us, right?
Yeah.
That means that if we held mino is not batel, in that case, you would have a problem.
That's right. That's the way he seems to be learning. But here, the mimbamino is a cooler for him.
Right.
If you really consider it like a mimbish enom, you know, so then you should need shishim twice, you say.
But you can't have
can't say that now you only teach him against the heter and end up being the same. I mean,
well, you see, that's a different type of answer. I think the Ramban has something like that, because he says it would be like a chozer, it would be like adding more and more iser into the same pot, right? But he says, but you don't say that if unless it actually adds tam, unless it actually, you only say the chozer v'nir when the tam is going to be nicker. If you keep adding and adding, and there's no tam, then you don't say chozer v'nir. I think he has something like that. Yeah, there's no added time. In this case, we drop the iser in 3-4 times, however many times you drop it in. It's not adding any more than the total time that it started with. It can't be adding more than the original time that it had.
But I thought my concern was that.
Right. Says the Ramban at the end of this run. He says, Shekevan, Zilav Kushi, the Osa plate, the Rishon Rishon Batla. Shekevan shame bechatich kedei liten tam berotif shel yora kula e efshar sheichozav v'nir. You don't say chozav v'nir unless it's adding tam, not just adding shame iser. It has to be adding tam. It'll always be butl. What creates the nir is the tam, not the sum total of things that have the shame iser.
And you say also, according to the reading, you do it and it's done.
Right, no, it makes sense because the Rishon is saying it as a shame of the nevela, and the bittul nevela is through tam, so every drop that comes out, there's still no nesinas tam. So what's chozav v'nir? It is a real bittul every time, right? So it will be just like the melach. It will be just like the melach. All you have to do is be mevat on the tam. So once I know there's no chance of nesinas tam of this nevela in the kedera, so even though more rotate comes out with the shame iser nevela, yeah, but how do you mevatel shame iser nevela? By negating tam. So I said the tam of each one is negated.
Yeah,
there's a huh?
So we understand.